I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. As Vietnam was the first televised war, Iraq is the first in which personal, handheld, digital cameras and the internet are changing things. The images of abuse at Abu Ghraib, the photos of returning soldiers' coffins, we see these because of this technology, and it's caught Defense Department officials off guard. Here's Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on May 7th.
People are running around with digital cameras and taking these unbelievable photographs and then passing them off against the law to the media, to our surprise, when they had not even arrived in the Pentagon.
Day-to-day technology expert Shani Jardin is with us. She's been following the story. Shani, there were reports that the Secretary of Defense had issued a ban on these digital phone cameras. That's not true. You've called the Defense Department. You find that there is no ban on these things, but they're worried at the Pentagon.
The reports, as stated, weren't true, but what I did find is that the Pentagon issued a directive on April 14th that outlines new policies and outlines a series of concerns about the use of consumer wireless technologies in the battlefield and the sorts of vulnerabilities that they pose.
You spoke with the Defense Department spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Ken McClellan. Here's some of what he told you.
The new directive is about wireless devices and how they can be used on the global information grid where DoD does its business. And basically, you know, we're in a situation today where everyone is using a cell phone or a BlackBerry or some sort of wireless device that can be carrying voice, imagery, or text. And we either need to be highly encrypted or we need it off of DoD systems altogether. Because basically we don't want to be in a situation where any guy with a scanner can basically figure out what we are about to do.
It does sound to me as though this would be a problem for Defense Department officials and maybe even more so for commanders in the field. So specifically, again, what is the directive saying?
The directive is saying that all sorts of consumer wireless technology, whether we're talking about voice over IP, cell phones, not just phone cams, as the original reports implied, but that all of these open up the field of operation to new kinds of vulnerability and information flows more freely in new ways, and that the Defense Department needs to look at these risks and how to best mitigate them.
So they're going to be developing policies to try to deal with this. Chicago Tribune writer Clarence Page recently had a piece that said that he thought every soldier should have a digital camera because then we learn more, and he said this is important. But how do people react to that?
Well, the column was called Weapons of Mass Photography, and interestingly, Page wasn't the only person to have suggested that. A number of web bloggers have proposed the same, and others have pointed out that all this talk about whether cameras are good or bad misses the point that the cameras didn't cause the abuse. One prominent web blogger named Joey Ito, based in Japan, said, "I've thought a lot about the importance of the ability for people to come forward outside of the chain of command. It's an essential protection measure against cover-ups and corruption. I'm sure the importance of having eyes on the ground outside of the main channel outweigh the risks." And as far as cameras in prison, Lieutenant Colonel Ken McClellan told me yesterday that General John Abizaid, the head of U.S. Central Command in Iraq, and his commanders and lawyers may be looking at the risk that these devices cause, but how they act on the ground in Iraq is their own decision at this point.
Up to local commanders.
Up to local commanders right now.
Technology writer Shani Jardin, a regular contributor to Day to Day. Shani, thank you for coming in again.
Thank you, Alex.